Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Obligatory chief story of the hour.
Yes, please.
You are not going to like this one, Dana.
Why do you keep doing that to me?
I do is read the news.
Are you trying to make her go to therapy?
By the way, that's an excellent chicken salad.
Thank you. I do make a mean chicken salad brought in to share with you, and you just keep peeing all over my parade.
Are we sharing food?
Yeah, come on in. It's good.
Okay. Green grapes in there?
I do not. I'm more of a dried cranberry girl.
Oh, okay. Celery?
Okay.
A little bit.
A little celery.
A little dill.
Some nuts.
Story here from the USA Today.
Oh, there's nuts in here.
Whoa.
Though the Kansas City Chiefs are squarely focused on their upcoming matchup against the Eagles in Super Bowl licks, most teams in the NFL are already looking ahead to the offseason. Last week, the experts at Pro Football Network revealed their list of potential cut candidates for each of the league's teams, which included a few surprises. Among the most controversial cut candidates was Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce.
Oh, please.
Who has been an instrumental contributor in Kansas City's win over the Buffalo Bills in the AFC Championship game on Sunday night. So here's what Pro Football Network said. This is a direct quote. "I know your instinct is to yell and call me stupid, but first, hear me out. Travis Kelce is a legitimate cut candidate for the Chiefs for a couple of reasons. The first being that he may just retire, which essentially means he'll cut himself.
Correct.
The second reason is, despite his playoff performances, Kelce has been a fading force this season. His yards per reception had been above 12 for 9 straight years entering 2023. Last year, that dropped to 10.6. This year, it fell to 8.5. And the 8 touchdowns that he scored over the last 2 seasons combined would have been considered a bad year between 2017 and 2022. He could be a role player, but it costing $20 million a year is crazy, no matter how great they have been for your franchise in their career."
The use of the word cut
it's not cut.
A little inflammatory.
I think he will self-retire. And
or retire.
Go make millions in Hollywood, and then that will free up all of his money to go find.
But he's not going to be cut.
Other players now. As I agree.
No, because I think that the team
would
know.
It's inflammatory.
That would be embarrassing for him.
It's clickbait.
For the team, it's clickbait.
Now, keep in mind, the average tight end is in the NFL. Would you like to guess how many years? Because it's not, what have we had him for? 13 years.
10?
8?
6?
2.85.
No way.
Well, that includes backups who never really cut it,
cut. But that's still
the average career
much
for
lower.
An NFL tight end does not make it to the third year.
He's been playing for a very long time.
Yeah. He's very, very good.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
Wow. I detected more than just an appreciation for his play over there.
The
best.
I love him. I hope that they go out on the highest note possible, and then for his health and other career opportunities, he does what's best for him.
I think that's why earlier in the season, Noah Gray, who you had never heard of, who's been on the team for a while.
Just had to get that jab in there.
So we're clear, Dan is pointing towards Scott, not Dana.
What was that about?
It's just a good callback to several months ago. But maybe that's why he was getting a lot of reps through the season, because Kelce is, you know, he's starting to gray.
It's not that he's starting to gray, Dan. I think you want to go out on top, but you also want to go out with, you know, the CTE issue can happen to anyone, any player. There are players who took a lot of hits and don't get the horrible consequences. And then there are players who took very, very few really awful hits and then end up not even knowing what, you know, crackers are. Right, anything like that. And so if it were me with all of those bajillions of dollars and you've got commercial enterprises on the line and you can go to Hollywood, you can go do this, you can go propose to Taylor, which I hope you do right now. Like all of those things, walk away when you're still healthy.
Do you think if he and Taylor get married that they put up their residence in Kansas City?
Yes.
Or do they move to Hollywood?
No, I think they will have a footprint here.
I think it'll be somewhere exotic.
I think they have the opportunity to live many places.
Like that's true. Wherever they want?
By an island.
17 different houses.
I'm just going to mention this. I really don't want to make it a topic because I don't want to bring people down. But, you know, Kansas City officials are, they have to plan for whatever. For whatever.
It's in the stack.
Okay, they have to plan. This is not jinxing anything. Like, you can't just wait for the game and then go, oh, should we have a parade? What should we do that? Should we do that Union Station? In light of what happened last year, there have been very high-level meetings and planning going on for a long time with respect to, quote, what do we do now? I will tell you this. Between my non-scientific sampling of just friends of mine, depending on where this is held and what this celebration looks like, regardless of what happens at the end of the season, I think there are a large number of people who will not go.
I won't.
For a couple reasons. Everything that happened last year, obviously, there are still people scarred walking among us who witnessed what happened last year. Not necessarily that we don't think it can be secure. I just don't know of a scenario along an entire parade route that you can't shut down every single artery into the city, right? You can't.
Well, people are still working. Some people are still working downtown on the day of the parade. Not everybody gets that day off.
We will be having the parade. That has been stated. The parade will be happening.
Whoa, knock on wood, bro.
Sorry. Knock on wood. Thank you.
Will it be as attended? I say yes.
Who was it who told us last year? I don't want to say it was Kathy Nelson, but it was somebody high up. We asked, when do you prepare for the parade? And this was after the parade. And they said, we already are preparing for it.
Of course they are.
I mean, this is not, to your point, Dana, this is not, oh, crap, they just won the Super Bowl at 9 o'clock at night on a Sunday, and we got a plan for a parade on Wednesday. Let's get moving. Let's get everybody on Zoom. They've already got this figured out.
The mayor has said, quote, I get the big crowd concern. I end up at a lot of big crowds. I see it. I know it. I also think that we will make sure that we will keep building opportunities to make Kansas City come together. I believe all of those things, whether they do something inside of Arrowhead or I think for a lot of people, I'm going to watch this one at home. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No. And we'll probably listen to it on the radio in a very long delay. Because Travis Kelce is there.
I was talking to the sports guys, and they are in the camp that it's going to be, knock on wood, the parade as we have seen it. And then if there is any sort of rally, it will be at Arrowhead Stadium. It will be a paid event, and there will be 77,000 fans. Now, I have a tough time figuring out how that's not going to cause more chaos outside of Arrowhead Stadium.
Because you only get into the parking lot if you have a pass. But where do people then start parking on I-70?
It's much easier to control. It is so much easier to control if it's at Arrowhead.
How are you going to stop people from entering when they want to enter? Those fences are, you can step
like
through them.
Like the stampede?
Yeah.
No, what he's saying is people who aren't ticketed. And listen, before anybody says in the text, like, don't give these people any ideas, they've already thought of it. If dum-dums like us can think of it, they've already thought of it. You know, parking on Blue Ridge or on the George Brett Bridge and just leaving their car there and walking into the parking lot.
Parking anywhere, yeah, and running into the parking lot. I mean, I don't know how that's going to
work. Have your mom drop you off on the George Brett Bridge and run into the parking lot and
Well, I think fans will have an opportunity to, if they do it like that, they will have the opportunity to choose. Do you want to go to the parade and see your players and coaches and have fun and catch some beers and throw some beers? Or do you want to go to Arrowhead for the big rally?
Controlled rally.
Right. Because when the parade is done, they'll go back into the buses. That will drive over to Arrowhead. In the back, there you go.
Yeah.
And everybody gets to enjoy. So you can take the kids down for the parade and have some fun.
We don't want to jinx it. We're not going to talk about it anymore. I'm just saying those meetings have been had. And as soon as we know what that's shaping up to look like, we will pass it along to you.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798.
When we get back, did someone lose a water tower? Maybe they planned on losing it, but not in the way that it went down. And I mean went down.
Go that way.
We'll get to that in just a moment.
We want to hear from our engineers on this because somebody miscalculated something.
With audio when we return here on Dana and Parks. Well, that didn't go according to plan. Apparently, there was about a 100-year-old water tower in Independence, Missouri.
Now, it doesn't specify how old it is.
All right, it looks 100 years
old. It's so old that if you were to stand under it and look up, you could see the sky.
It's not good.
So it's old, rickety, all metal.
Rusted.
Yeah, it's on Osage Street Now it's actually on Osage Street.
If you live on Osage Street, we don't need to tell you that this thing fell down and went boom.
Correct. So anyway, you see what happened was a demolition crew apparently had gone out there. They were going to bring this old water tower down. And they had attached guide cables so that when it was time to bring it down, they could guide quickly, of course, this old water tower down into a safe location because there are houses around it.
Yeah, so if it were to fall parallel with the street, it would have fallen next to a row of trees and avoided any potential for hitting the street, hitting the houses across the street, hitting the power lines that line the street.
Unfortunately, apparently this morning, one of the guide cables snapped, leading it to be pulled slowly but surely in the other direction.
It's more of a free fall.
Here is some audio taken by Channel 41.
Oh.
When it hits, it lands right next to somebody's house.
And it does strike a vehicle.
Oh!
Yes, it did hit a vehicle.
The contractors knocked door to door and said, if you have a car in front of your house, please move it down the street. And this person said, nah, it'll be fine.
Why should I have to move my car down the street?
Because we're about to crush it.
You have one job, and that is to bring that thing down safely.
Do you want that eyesore across the street from you gone or not?
Sam, any part of that thing flings off and hits somebody, they're dead. They are lucky no one was killed.
Well, and the house that it landed right next to had two cars in the driveway, I presume somebody's home. You got two cars in the driveway, somebody's home.
You hear her go, oh my.
No, it's a classic. It's a classic. Oh. And you can just hear the metal, because one of the legs of this four-legged tower starts to buckle, and you can just tell something's not going right. And there goes electricity to the street.
Yeah, look at all the power lines. Yeah. Did not hold the weight of the water tower.
Of the what?
Is there any other way to say water tower?
No, it's the Platte Street Water Tower.
Well, this was the Independence Water Tower.
Yeah.
On Osage.
Osage Street Water Tower.
Now it's actually on Osage Street.
It's the water tower.
Now it's on it.
On Osage.
Sam, you're too young to remember Sunny Hill Motors. Which is where I actually bought my first car ever, was at Sunny Hill Motors in Platte City, right next to Platte City War Hero. There was some goofball who was their pitch man. He didn't work for them. He was just a hired actor. And he had wore a cowboy hat and a leather vest, if I remember correctly. God, it was
by the Pledge They Wore term.
It was almost 40 years ago.
Great question from the text line.
Yeah.
If a water tower falls, if a water tower falls in Independence, does that water tower make a sound?
No, that's not the right question.
That's not what you said. If a water tower falls
in Independence
and nobody is there to see it, did it really fall?
Did the water tower really fall?
The phones are ringing.
Play that clip.
And especially Jacob from Platt said, Water Tower. If you were on Osage Street.
Oh, I'd love to hear from
when
you.
When the Water Tower ended up.
When the what did?
Water Tower. Oh. Ended up on Osage Street. My God, we want to hear from you. Because that thing went boom.
That is not the way that the Water Tower was supposed to fall.
No, it was not.
If the tree falls in the woods, does it actually fall in the woods?
Oh, God.
Got to play the rest of it because I think I was half paying attention and then Scott just goes,
what?
That's all we got. That's all I saved.
That's all you saved?
That is all I saved. And somebody has been clearing our files so we don't have the full
show. What are you talking about?
No one is allowed to clear those files because if they do that, someday we're going to miss something important like, that was a big ass boom.
Oh, thanks for reminding me.
I'll be so mad.
I'm trying to figure out what it sounded like when the war fell over. See, it gets more and more.
Water tower.
We started out with water tower, and now it's water tower.
It was a big ass boom.
Yeah, it was. Like. Yeah, it was. 913-586. Okay.
Boom.
All right. 913-586-7798.
Oh.
It's holding. It's holding. It's trying to stand up. Uh oh.
It was a big ass boom.
Jacob in Platte City. Hello, Jacob.
So, Scott. So, it was funny that you mentioned our lovely water tower. So I was just happened to be texting you about it when you mentioned it. They actually just repainted that, and they screwed up bad.
Why would someone repaint a water tower they were getting ready to pull down?
And say water tower right.
No, the water tower in Platte City, the bright orange one.
Yes.
Yeah, they just repainted it, and it is the worst shade of orange I've ever seen in my life, and nobody's happy about it, and I guess they got to redo it. Because it is the worst shade of orange ever.
What's the car dealership that's now next to the War Tower? It's not Sunny Hill.
It's Robert Chevrolet.
Robert Chevrolet, okay.
Now, do they advertise that they're right next to the Platte City War Tower?
I don't know.
They should.
Okay.
Yeah. If you look
real quick, Jacob, this is from the Platte County Landmark. We love that little paper. It says Water Tower will be repainted again in the next few months to better match the orange of old.
I was actually just getting ready to tell you to go look up that article.
Yeah, but they haven't done it yet, is what I'm guessing.
No, it looks absolutely like dog poop.
Well, dog poop's not orange.
Oh, it is. Wow.
Depends on what you feed it.
Well, that's true.
That's
burnt orange.
Bright burnt orange.
You might as well paint a longhorn on that thing.
Or that or a Tennessee Vols logo.
Wow. All right, Jacob. Be good, buddy.
Say.
We now know what the drones were doing over the skies of New Jersey.
How many months has it been?
It's been about 2 months.
Okay, I don't believe you, and when we come back, I will tell you why.
All right, we have the explanation in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
So next hour on the program, we will discuss another Facebook Marketplace robbery. This one occurred in trendy and wealthy Mission Hills in a driveway.
Yep.
T was driving to work this morning. She lives in Western Shawnee, but works in Leavenworth. Leaves very early, and as she's on her way up to work, she realizes she needs some gas. Pulls into, you guessed it, a gas station. Runs in. She loves to chew gum, so she runs in to grab some gum, I think. Comes back out. Thinks that the truck is filled with all the gasoline it needs. Has clicked off. Ready to be put back. The nozzle. Pulls the nozzle out of the truck, and it's still filling.
Oh!
Ends up with gasoline on her jeans.
So it hadn't filled up all the way.
Correct.
Yet. Okay.
Correct.
Oh, man.
She just assumed it had, pulls the nozzle out of the pump, or out of the whatever it's called, and
the pump receptacle?
Yes, the pump adjacent.
The hole.
The hole, yes. I was trying not to.
I thought when you first were trying to tell me this story, she drove off and the thing was still in the thing.
No.
And we've all had that happen. And then it's meant to detach when that happens.
Mm, correct.
Yeah, there is a break-off point at the top of the hose where it will not leak any gas when that happens.
Wait, so help me understand this. It's still going and she just pulls it out?
She just goes up, pulls it out, thinking that it had clicked off. You know,
people are distracted. It happens.
Tank's full.
Yeah.
Let's go. I got to get to work. I'm running late. Gets it all over her jeans.
Okay, you're now a walking human combustible.
Well, if somebody's smoking a cigarette.
Or if you get back in the car and your tights rub up against your seat and there's a spark.
How often do you drive around in your car and things just start sparking?
It happens. That's why there's all those warnings. I'm telling you, it's one of the reasons I bought a Tesla. I don't want to go anywhere near gasoline. She had it all over her body drove into work?
I don't think it was all over her body. She said she got it on her pants, and her coworkers they could smell it.
If you have enough gasoline on your pants that you can smell it,
I offered to bring her a new pair of jeans.
I am glad she's okay, because one false move.
Well, we don't know that. I haven't checked life
360. And now, you know, your important parts are aflame.
Well, they're more important to me than they are her.
Well, I'm just,
really?
Really?
Really? Okay.
What are you supposed to do when you get gasoline all over you? I would call 911.
Go home and take a shower?
No, I would be so worried getting in that car. I would do a Frankenstein crazy person penguin walk, not touch anything, not my cell phone.
What is everything on fire in your world?
There's gasoline all over me, yes.
Telling people to call 911 if you get gasoline on you is why the 911 system is backed up all the time.
Well, she's a 911-er.
Could you, Sam?
Spontaneously combust? I hope not.
Okay, could you? It's happened. I'm just saying it's happened when you're putting the nozzle in and out, and there's static cling, and then you touch that, and then all of a sudden you're on fire.
She's at Walmart.
Could you take the little squeegee McSqueegee thing in the pan of water that you're supposed to squeegee your windshield with?
Yeah.
And put that over you to water down the gasoline. Like, I'm asking, what are you supposed to do when that happens?
Okay, well, first of all, and the texter's right, it only takes a little bit of gas to smell. I don't think she drove to work like she had fallen into a pool.
if it were to happen to me, and granted, I understand women's undergarments are more revealing, so that, and you know, it,
yes,
there are more men out there that want to
keep
creep
it above
on,
board.
Yeah. I would just take my pants off and drive home and get a new pair of pants.
I offered to bring her a new pair of jeans. She said no. She would probably go to Maurice's at
I've
lunch.
Got no shame being in my underwear.
And put your pants in the trunk.
Okay,
have you not seen that episode of Landman where they douse Billy Bob Thornton's character with gasoline?
Okay, she wasn't doused.
And then he asks for a cigarette?
Well, she wasn't doused.
All right.
Spoiler.
Yeah, no
the last
kidding.
Episode.
He survives. Yeah. It's fine.
Another spoiler.
Golly!
I'm just
talking about the cartel.
I don't mess around with gasoline.
Also, electric cars catch on fire too.
Yeah, you're driving around in a big lithium tank.
What are you supposed to do?
It is a tank. Those cars are so heavy.
When you get gasoline on your pants, I guarantee you this says call for help.
It was a little bit. She wasn't like
you're supposed to let the pants sit outside to air for at least 24 hours. Gasoline evaporates when exposed to air.
That is true.
Throw your leg out the window.
I told her just get home and put them in the washer.
And throw your leg out the window.
Check that the smell is completely gone before. Can you imagine you're driving down the highway with both legs out the window and you get broop?
Even better, driving down with your pants flying out the window. You're holding on to them with your hand.
If you had both legs out the window, how are you driving?
No.
Teslas drive themselves.
Not carefully.
Health officials in Kansas have reported a tuberculosis outbreak in the northeastern part of the state with 67 cases.
Okay.
So far, officials have reported 60 active cases in Wyandotte County, 7 active cases in Johnson County. Mm-hmm. Since 2024, there have been 2 latent cases. I don't know what that means. Latent cases in Johnson County and 77 cases in Wyandotte County. This is from the USA Today, by the way. This is a national story. The numbers mark the largest tuberculosis outbreak in recorded history in the United States.
Well, now keep in mind, they didn't even start keeping track of this till 1950, which was
Please do not try to sugarcoat the fact that we have tuberculosis walking around amongst
us. And people's pants catch on fire.
Trying to apply facts. My apologies.
No. I'm... Look.
Are you new to the show? Facts?
I know. I know. I messed up.
There are reasons that that rooster is coming home to do what roosters do when they come home.
What is
that
the
we
reason?
Are not going to get into because people make it political that these diseases are coming back. We're going to leave it at that.
Well, there is a vaccine for tuberculosis, but it is not generally used in the United States, according to the CDC.
Never has been.
Mm-hmm.
We got over it naturally.
By dousing ourselves in gasoline.
It would probably kill TB.
And then throwing our pants out the
that
window.
That would be the one positive.
If T's pants caught on fire?
If one is doused in gasoline, it probably scrubs your body of the tuberculosis.
It is frequently found in Asia, Africa, and Latin America.
Okay. I'm glad she's okay.
Well, just with all those sparks flying around in the cab of her truck, I'm just amazed we still have it.
You know what? You can never be too careful. What if I was driving and it's a beautiful sunny day today? Mm-hmm. I've got the window down.
Gorgeous
and
day.
And some ding-a-ling in a more high-profile vehicle flicks a cigarette my way.
I would go straight to the gas station and buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah. How many times have you driven around? Because we do have wonderful springs and even summers and falls around
yes.
here. How many times have you been driving around with your window down? Maybe even the sunroof open. I don't know if we're going to have time. And a errant cigarette butt flicked from a truck or somebody's car flies into yours.
I'm just saying it could happen.
I mean, I had one land in my lips. That's why I started smoking. Kidding.
Here we go. Yes.
Oh, God.
You can potentially catch on fire if you get gasoline on your pants.
Yes, if you come close to a spark that's just flying around in the cab of your truck.
I have a question. Do cars even come anymore with the thing that you push in? Remember
the cigarette lighter?
Yes.
Yeah.
The little coil. Remember that when we were kids? Mm-hmm. Our parents, like, smoke them if you got them.
I think some European models do, yes. But American ones, no.
Made for a great scene in action movies when they were fighting in a car. They would pop that cigarette lighter and burn the other guy's face with it.
Usually the forehead. I've seen that.
Always
I've
the
seen
forehead.
It.
But if they have gasoline on their pants, apply it to their pants and they will catch on fire.
That's right.
Let's not do that please.
Right.
The White House. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt today declared at her first briefing that the mysterious drones spotted above New Jersey were not, quote, were not the enemy. Levitt read a statement about the drones from the president before taking questions. After research, and this is the her quote, after research and study, the drones that were flying over New Jersey in large numbers were authorized to be flown by the FAA for research and various other reasons.
Right.
Many of these drones were also hobbyists, recreational, and private individuals that enjoy flying drones. In time, it got worse due to curiosity. This was not the enemy. End of statement.
Then why in the beginning did the FAA say it had no knowledge of who was behind this?
And because it was probably ne'er-do-wells.
Where, oh, where can you purchase a drone as a civilian the size of, and if I remember correctly, a Ford Excursion? Because I want to know.
The gasoline pants store? I don't know. Why would you want a drone that big?
Why do you need one that big?
I just feel like if it was truly a hobbyist out there, we would have had a mugshot like that night. You mean to tell me with all of the power, wait a minute, let me name all of the agencies involved in this. The FBI, the FAA, the Pentagon, and the Department of Homeland Security, let alone the local jurisdictions. You mean to tell me with all of that gun power behind this investigation, it took 2 months to say, oh, it was a hobbyist.
Well,
Sam, look at what you've done to me. My God.
Well, he started this. So, I just made it worse.
So now you're a conspiracy theorist and a skeptic?
I'm just saying they were either lying in the beginning or they're lying now. You can't have
it both ways. They're the government. They're lying all the time.
And Scott, the text line is demanding to know, does T always weld while she drives?
Okay.
Occasionally.
I'm just glad she's okay.
But only on days when she gets gasoline on her pants.
If I was a half a second from self-immolation, I'm just saying I would have handled it differently. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, never mind. You know the number. All right, we'll go to Amy in Lenexa. Amy, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, hi. I wanted to help ease Dana's fear about bursting into flames in her car. I read a kind of obscure, throughout nursing school, read an article about a study that they did, the least likely age group to catch on fire in their car after pumping gas was elderly people that required the assistance of grabbing onto their car as they got back in because they were discharging that electricity that they built up,
out,
touching stuff. So when they touched the rubber and the metal on the car as they got back in, they discharged that electricity and eliminated the buildup on themselves. So if they did happen to have any gasoline on themselves, they wouldn't burst into flames. And don't worry about tuberculosis. I've been a nurse for a really long time and have been exposed more times than I care to count or care to tell. And we only ever find out about it weeks afterwards in a, hey, by the way, that patient you had 3 weeks ago, they had TB. And they test us and we go on.
Amy, you should call in all the time because you have been very, very helpful.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yep. I figured I had two birds, one stone there, so I called in.
Doesn't it transfer by saliva? Is that correct?
It's air droplets in the air. So if you were, it's kind of like COVID, but the bacteria that causes tuberculosis is so old, it's really kind of figured out how to insulate itself so it's hard to kill, but then it gets in you and kind of encapsulates itself. So it's kind of a booger when you do catch it, but it's hard to catch.
But Amy, if you were to throw a stone to try to take out two birds and it were to hit another stone, would that make a spark and catch my pants on fire?
It would, but as long as she touched the car when she got back in, she'd be okay.
But if I came down with TB, if I set myself on fire, would that kill the TB as well?
It does. It only knows to burn the TB.
Mm-hmm.
That's very helpful.
Very interesting.
I mean, thank you.
Really. Very knowledgeable.
Nerd.
Starbucks is set to report its fourth straight quarter of comparable sales decline today in what could be another blow to investors waiting for new chief Brian Nichols' efforts to turn the tables for the struggling coffee chain. Nichol, who we reported yesterday, is 4 months into his new role at Starbucks, has set forth a raft of measures to improve the coffee chain's business, which has taken a hit from increased competition and weakening demand in the U.S. and in China. And T just sent me a note. She's going to throw the jeans away.
I think that's a good idea, because I also just read that your washing machine could spontaneously combust if you put gasoline-laden pants.
Now, that is more likely than you catching on fire while driving.
I feel like it's just pants. She should just buy another pair of pants.
I'm telling her, leave them outside, because now you got me all worked up.
Don't put them by the stove.
Oh, yeah.
Leave them outside.
Don't close that door too fast.
Leave them outside in a bucket of water.
That strike plate might spark.
I'll take them to a public trash can tonight.
Thank you.
Are you going to leave the fire hazard in the public trash can? That's arson.
That's not arson if I didn't start it.
I'm going to put a tracker in those pants. Going to get to the bottom of what ends up happening here.
Going to need an Apple AirTag. Stat.
Can you guys just at some point get it together?
Yep. Be remotely normal? No.
Yes.
I got it. I got you.
Definitely not.
Okay.
We will be normal in the 5 o'clock hour, as I warn everyone again to stop showing up at strangers' homes or in parking lots to swap items on Facebook Marketplace. I saw this morning. I took a screenshot. I sent it to Scott and Sam. I said, without comment. And I think Scott replied, oh, hell, here we go.
That's exactly what I said.
I did not comment.
Happened again. Yeah, because you know what to say. And it's, oh, hell, here we go again.
From Science Day magazine, you subscribe, I believe. Several hundred bees in Pennsylvania and New York are sporting tiny QR codes on their backs. Researchers are trying to figure out, when bees go out, how long do they stay out?
Aww.
When do they come back? Most bees only leave the hive for a handful of minutes while they look for food outside of their hive, although some are known to stay outside for up to 2 hours. It says here, like workers at a high security building, when the bees get back to the hive, they have to literally and figuratively buzz their way in.
No way.
Mm-hmm. They have free access. Okay. Okay. And then they go into, they get so, that's what's wrong with the Science Today stuff. They're so technical. But yeah, they have to kind of buzz to be let back into the hive. But most bees, when you see them out collecting nectar or whatever they do, they've only been away from the hive for a few minutes.
All right, speaking of locked out, when we get back, one of the big, big pharmacy stores is rolling out an app that will allow you to unlock the anti-theft shelves. And I'm quoting, people really, really disliked locked cabinets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to steal from.
But do you want that QR code on your phone? We're going to talk a little bit about that and what it means for you the next time you go shopping.
All right, Dan Weinbaum's got the news coming your way in 2 minutes. Don't forget our podcast available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.